I want to find out for myself about the report, the Mulvihill report, which you were asked to do, I know, in 1966 by Fleming.
Was it 66? I was thinking it was 67.
Well, no, 66, and then it came out in 1968.
That's right.
So I suppose
under Chancellor Sewall.
Yes.
That's right. Because Fleming had by that time gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I suppose my first question would be, were you asked to do it because you had been particularly interested in the issue of what was happening with the TAs, or was it just a routine assignment?
That I'm not sure of. It was true that, and still is, that I'm very concerned about teaching assistants, having been one myself, and having worked with a large group of teaching assistants, because in our department, over the years, we have become very, very dependent on teaching assistants. And as a matter of fact, at about the time that this committee was formed, we had a cadre of, I presume, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 70 teaching assistants. And so I had been deeply involved with teaching assistant problems for a long, long time. Now, I'm sure that there were many other people on campus for whom this was true, and I don't know particularly why I was selected for this, except that, that I was acting as an associate dean in the College of Letters and Science. The College of Letters and Science is the place where the great bulk of teaching assistants reside, and I suppose it was natural to have someone from that college involved and someone who was familiar with the general area and problem of teaching assistants.
Mm-hmm.